Starts again. Scotch Morton Brewers. It is where's the poster. Torway, Northwest London, 4th day of Cholamoid Sukkos, Habocha, Shmuley, Chonto. Subject?
Baltosif
and Abominim.
Rishus, Avneri. The Mishnah in Sukkah, Namadal in the base, steht also. Ein irgendeine Salula Welle von Minoi, die wir bei Huda. Rav Meir immer viele Bechut mit Mashiach. Es macht leckes bei Huda und Rav Meir, whether when one's Mekai Mitzvah is Igud, if one has to use the same min, we could even do it with things which are not from the same min of the Lulav. Rav Yehuda holds Ein irgendeine Salula Welle von Minoi, you have to use the same min. Rav Meir says you could even do it with something from the different min. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, afilu besiv, afilu beikr dedikla. Rav is Meister Bedas Rav Yehuda, that you could even use parts of the Etzim Lulav tree, when it says Ein Ignis Alul Amin, you could even use parts of the lulav tree itself. For Amar Rav, Rav explains in my time with Rabbi Yehuda Kasava lulav tzar cheged v'maisi mina achina hava chamisha mina. If you were to bring another min, there'd be a problem of chamisha mina. Explains Rashi is a problem of Bal Tesef. Number one, we see in the Gemara that the Gemara says the whole problem of Bal Tesef is only because the Rehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, Masha'in Gifidah Rabbanon Shitta, that Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, would be Mashma, that there's no problem of Batesif. That's one deal we see in the Gemara. Another deal we see in the Gemara is that the Gemara is Meduik, V'imaisu Minna Achina Habachamisha Minna. If you would bring a fifth Min, then it would be a problem of Batesif. It would be Mashma in the Gemara, that if you would bring from the same Min, there would be no problem of Batesif. That's the Chir of the Gemara. The Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Hilchas Lulav, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam speaks out how many of the Dalet Minim, how much of all the Dalet Minim. Kama Noita Mehen, Lulav Echot, Esrog Echot, Shnei Bada Rova, Shlish Bada Hadas. The Rambam says you could be Moisev Mo Hadasim, because Hadasim, Vimorotzol Hoisev Hadas, Kadishitia, Abudu Gedoilo, Moisev Noi Mitzvah. It's Noi Mitzvah to be Moisev Mo Hadasim, and therefore it's no problem. The Rambam's Mamshech Avol, Shaha Minim, E Moisev Nam Minyonom, Vein Gerim Mehen. The Rambam says that the other Minim, the Lulav, the Esrog, and the Arovas, you're not allowed to be Moisiv. There's a problem of Baltusiv if you're Moisiv. V'in Goyimahen, you're not Mitagorea. And the Rambam adds on, V'im Hoisiv Egora Apostle. The Girsa which we have Lefoneinu is, the Rambam says that if you're Moisiv, if you're Oivan Baltusiv, then you pass all the Mitzvah. Over the Kesa Mishnah already brings that Avraham Rambam was made, as the Rambam was Chizah, and the Rambam was Mesakin, that it's not Pasal, it's Lui Pasal. Like upon we have in the Rambam, and the Rambam says that by Shah Minim, if you were to take a second Lulav Lomashim, you're even Bal Tesef. The Ravid asks, from the Gemara we just saw, the Ravid says that the Gemara just said, that if your Ravid said, if your Behuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, you can take even Siv Ve'ikr Dika to be Mekai Mitzvah Egod, and there's no problem Bal Tesef, because it's from the same Min. So how could the Rambam say that there's a problem of Bal Tesef? The Bag Mishnah already fires back on the Ravid, he doesn't understand the Ravid's Kasha. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about Siv Ikr Dedikla. Siv Ikr Dedikla are not things which you could be Yetzir, they're not Kasha for a Lulav by itself. It's not something you could be Yetzir the Mitzvah with. So obviously over there won't be a problem about Yetzir. But who said in the case of if you take a second Lulav which is Kasha to be Yetzir the Mitzvah, maybe in a Chanami there'd be a problem of Balt Yetzir. Let him share Taka on the Ravid, what Taka the Ravid held. Maybe we'll come back to it. The Ravid asks a second kasha on the Rambam, which is a halacha kasha from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the chiyuv of zaken mamre when a zaken is meira something shleika halacha, and the Gemara says ein lanu ela tuna libe de Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara asks a kasha, vare lulav, if you were to be moisif, if the zaken mamre would be meira, that there's five minim for lulav. That's another case of zaken mamre. The Gemara says no. If you hold Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, there's a svar of Heiluch Hudeikoi v'Heiluch Hudeikoi. Kipshutah just means that if you could, we could dan up the hisofa which you brought over here as a separate entity, as a double bifni atzmi, and therefore there's no problem of baltesif. So the Rav is asking a question of the Rambam, how can the Rambam say there's a problem of baltesif? We see lechere in the Gemara says a svar of ha'iluchadeko, that we could dan up the hisofa, the extra, the mashal in our case of the Rambam says you bring us extra lulav, so we could dan up the lulav as a separate double bifni atzmi, and it won't be a problem of baltesif. And Be'emus, if we would go with the girsa, like the Rav Rambam says, the Rambam's maskonos agirsa was that as loy pasal, is be'emes you could miyash with the Gemara l'tesus sukkah, l'tesus in Rosh Hashanah, and other Rishonim want to learn that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says as far of ha'iluchadekoi, avad the Gemara wants to say there is a problem of Baal Tesef, avad even if you were to bring a fifth, an extra min, there will be a problem of Baal Tesef, the Gemara just means to say as far that because it's not Megareya the mitzvah, there's no problem. Ha'iluchadekoi tells us that it's not Megareya the mitzvah. And for Havachi of Zaki Mamre, it has to be that it's Megareya the mitzvah. Be'emes Mduik. And Rashi is all there. Rashi says, Ha'iluchadekoi, Ha'iluchadekoi, says Rashi, Ve'ina Megareya. The Gemara doesn't mean to say there's no problem with Baltesif. Avad, if someone takes a second lulav, he's going to be over on Baltesif. The Gemara just means to say there's no Chiv Zaki Mamre because you're not Megareya the mitzvah. That would bet and be a Yishuv for the Rambam if we'd go that gear. So the Rambam, Avad, the Gemara doesn't say this. Avad is Baltesif. And the Gemara just means there's no Chiv Zaki Mamre. And the Rav understood the Gemara there, that the Gemara means Ha'iluchadekoi, but Ha'iluchadekoi means as that there's no problem with Baltesif. And that was the Rav's Kasha. The Magen Mishnah goes with the Girsa, which we have Lefonin in the Rambam Sevim Hosef. If he's Mosef, he passes the mitzvah, and therefore we need the different Yishuv in the Rambam. Before we go to the Yishuv of the Magen Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah bets and asks a kasha on the Ravid. The Ravid seems to be taking on that by two lulavim there's no problem of Baal Tosef. Freight the Ravid, as is Gemara in Irvin. The Gemara in Irvin, Tzadihei, says that someone who wears two pairs of tefillin, Vatsachas, is Ovan Baal Tosef. So the Gemara statement before Shlachay, someone who wears two pairs of tefillin is over Baal Tosef. So why would that be chaluk to two lulavim? What should be the chaluk between two pairs of tefillin and two lulavim? The Magen Mishnah is Miyashiv. The Tibet and the Steers of Gemara is going to be also Bidas Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah is Miyashiv the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah says Azoy. Anir Eilai Letaretz Asugyus Hu, Shem Notar Shnei Lulavim, if someone takes two lulavim, Hoysev Ova, he's over Baal Tosef, Vuhu Shnot Lan Ke'echot, Dumi the tefillin. It has to be that he's taking them bevasach as dumi the tefillin. Aval im lokach imoy min achir. If he takes with him a different min, then the didon the kaim alon lulav ein tzarich eged lefi la locha that we pass in the rabbanon shita that lulav ein tzarich eged. Then loy avam shum loy. So he said the haylu chudei koy vahaylu chudei koy. It seems to be that the Magen Mishnah wants to say that which we see in the Gemara's and Hedgin of Svar of haylu chudei koy vahaylu chudei koy, that there's no problem about it. So it seems to be only talking about if you're moisiv with a different min. But if you were to be Moisif with the same min, and it was Bevasachas, then there would be a problem about this. So that's in the Magen Mishnah's Svar is very short. Why should the Svar of Haylu Chodekoi, the Haylu Chodekoi, that we could done up the Yisof as a separate separate entity and a double Oimi Bifnei Asmoi, why should that be Miyucha to Dafka if you're Moisif with a different min? Who had then if you be Moisif the same min, what should be the Chilak? The Minchas Chinuch already asked the Magen Mishnah, what's the Magen Mishnah saying, what should be the Chilak? The normal gedder which we find in Baal Tosef is like Rashi Alatir says when the pasuk says Vesusifu, says Rashi you could go in Chomish Parshas Betfilin or the Chomish Minu Belulov or Chomish Tzitzios. That's the case of the classic case of Baal Tosef. The gedder of the Isra over there is that I dare you be Moisif something to the Gufa Mitzvah, you're coming along and changing the Tzura Sa Mitzvah for the Teres Mitzvah. The Teres Mitzvah, a certain specific Tzura for the Mitzvah. The Moshe, the Torah said you should need to have full meaning for your lulav or full tzitzis for your tzitzis, and you came along and you took yourself and you moistened this to the gufa mitzvah. You're changing the tzuras mitzvah. And the Torah said there has to be a certain tzur. You come along and adding something is changing the tzuras mitzvah. The Torah said the tzuras mitzvah of dalad minim is dalad minim, and you're putting a fifth minim. You're changing the tzura to five minim. That's the normal gedder which we find when it comes to Baal Tosef. And that the Gemara Sanhedrin seems to be saying a svara that when can we say that there was a shinu that you came along, you made the shinu in the Tzuras HaMitzvah, that's only Avifil, that's only Shaykh if the Hisofa which you added is become one Zach together with the Guf HaMitzvah. If the Hisofa which you added is Nitzarif together with the Guf HaMitzvah, then there's a problem of that you've changed the Tzura. So the Moshe, the Gemara says, "Leman domer lulav tzarech eged," that there's something combining your full minim as to make it into one zach. Then the Gemara says, if you bring a fifth minim, you've added that into your combination, you've changed the tzur of the mitzvah from 4 to 5. Masha Inkin says the Gemara, if you hold lulav ein tzarech eged, and there's nothing be'etzim combining your full minim into one dover, be'etzim just four separate minim, you hold them together in your hand, then that which you're moisif now, a fifth min, we could done up this extra isofah that's not considered a shinu in the Torah Samitzvah. You've got four minim and you've also got a fifth min on the side. It's not considered that you've changed the Torah because there's nothing but etzim combining your four minim together. That seems to be the Gemara saying that. The ghetto of the isof of Baal Tetzim when you want to change the Torah is only Shaykh Avifil. That there's something combining the full minim into one. Moshe lulav tzarech eged combines all the minim into one. So therefore, if you bring a fifth min, there's going to be a problem about tzitzis. Moshe inkin, if lulav ein tzarech eged, there's nothing but etzim combining your full minim into one zach. So if you bring a hosof of your moshe something, then you could say a svar of haylechadekoy, that's a dover oimi bifnei atzmi. That's all very nice when we're hunting the Gemara, the case of Dalet Minim. The Shaila is what happens when we come to the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara is hunting 2 pairs of tefillin. By 2 pairs of tefillin, the fact that you're wearing 2 pairs of tefillin, Ein lecha haylechadekoy gedoyle mizu. There's nothing be'etzim combining the fact the 2 pairs of tefillin together. They're punk on your head at the same time. There's nothing but tzeishin b'yosef. There was no tzura samitzah which the Torah is mitzvah of tefillin that you have to have one pair on your head. There's no tzura to tefillin. There's no tzura that has to be one pair. So if you have 2 pairs of tefillin, you haven't changed the tzura samitzah. You haven't by the 2 pairs of tefillin are completely separate things. Better, and they're just punked on your head at the same time. There's nothing combining them together that should be considered a shinu in the tzura samitzah. And that would be muchach from the Gemara in Irvin, and the Gemara says someone who wears 2 pairs of tefillin is over Baal Tosef. And would be muchach that there's another gedder to Baal Tosef, not besides. So even if you didn't change the tzura, there'd be another gedder to Baal Tosef. And chayv could also be mechiach from Tosef in Rosh Hashanah and Tosef in other places. Tosef and all the Rishonim asked the Rishonim's famous kasha, how could Chazal be mesaken extra tekiyos on Rosh Hashanah? Midrash, you only mechiv to blow 9 tekiyos. And Chazal Masakin, you have to blow extra tekiyos. So for the Yishenim, how can Chazal Masakin? The Chayyim is a problem of Baal Tosef. Says Tosef that no, doing a mitzvah twice, that's not a problem of Baal Tosef. Asiyas mitzvah pamayim, says Tosef, that's not a problem of Baal Tosef. So Mela, that's why Chazal will be able to do a second. You could blow the gears again because doing a mitzvah twice is not a problem of Matus. The problem, the Shaila is, observe, has this shtim with the Gemara in Sonnet, the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, when someone wears 2 pairs of tefillin, is also doing a mitzvah twice. And there the Gemara says, Kolad Yaiv Baltusif.
You just do it once.
Oh, so the Chari, the Chiluk is Pashut, that the Gemara in Erevin is talking about when you're doing it at Vasachas, you're doing it at the same time. Masha Engin, Tosis in Rosh Hashanah is talking about when you're masakin extra gears, you're blowing the gears afterwards. But the shayla is, that's all very nice, a svara, if the ged of the issa was that you're changing the tzura of the mitzvah, so then it's shaykh a svara to say that, it's shaykh say a svara that the issa of changing the tzura is only shaykh avifah, you change the tzura bevasachas. I know if you had dalad minim and you change the tzura at the same time, you put in a fifth min, then there's a shin in the tzura samitzvah. Masha Engin, if you did that at a separate time, there wouldn't be a problem about Tosef. But l'chayr, we just spoke out, l'chayr, the Gemara in Erevin, l'chayr is mochach, that it's not get, the get over there can't be a shin in the tzura samitzvah, because there's no tzura samitzvah b'chal. You're not, by 2 pairs of tefillin, you're not changing a tzura to which we could consider that it should only shaykh b'vasachas. And the chayr from Tosef as well is mochach, that there must be another gather to the Issa of Baal Tosef here, even if you're not changing the Tzura Samitza like by 2 pairs of tefillin, there's also Shaykh Issa Baal Tosef. Shaykh, what would be the Pshan Issa Baal Tosef? Is the Chariv, that first day, that's what Tosef means. Tosef says, in this Tosef, which Tosef says that you could, what's the Pshan Tosef? Tosef says you can't be over Baal Tosef if you do the mitzvah twice. The Chariv, actually, we can be Mazavir, as Tosef is saying as far as that, once you've been makam your mitzvah already once, so then the fact that you go and do the mitzvah again a second time, that has no sheikhas and no kesha b'chalal to the mitzvah which you've already been makam. You blew less mosh by tekiyas, you blew your tekiyas, and now you went and blew more tekiyas. The second tekiyas have no sheikhas b'chalal to the, and no kesha b'chalal to the original tekiyas which you blew. Could be it doesn't even have a shame mitzvah on them. It's not b'chlal any kesher to the mitzvah. So that Tosfos says that if you're ready to become a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is ready over, then doing it a second time is not a problem of Baal Tosef. That l'chayr is all very nice. We're talking about if you did it b'zeh achazeh. Masha'inkin, if you went and b'moysef, you did the mitzvah a second time, b'vas achaz, so then we could say that enechanam, you haven't changed the tzuras ha-mitzvah. Mitzad the mitzvah, there's nothing changed in the mitzvah. But you mitzad the gav, you are marben, you are moysef more in your kima mitzvah. If you are moysef and marben more in your kima mitzvah, that's also a problem of Baal Tosef. So Moshe by two bezel tefillin, enechanam, the tzuras ha-mitzvah hasn't changed because there's no tzur to tefillin, and you haven't changed the tzur because there's a svar of haylo chodekoi. But mitzad the gav, you are moysef and marben more into your kima mitzvah, that's also a problem of Baal Tosef. Even in a case where you haven't changed the tzur, but because you are marben and moysef more in your kima mitzvah, that's also a problem. About Yosef, and that would be the issue for the, and that could be the bio in the Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah says again, the Russian, when you're allowed to tarets asugisu, shem not al shnei lulavim. If you took two lulavim, hoisev avav hu shem not long keechob. That's only if you took them keechob, dumi to tefillin. It has to be that you took them bevas achas, like by tefillin. Because if you took them bevas achas, then shai is you'd be marbe and be the gavras be moisev more in his kima mitzvah. That's a problem about Yosef. Avo im lokach imay min acher. Mashengen, if you took a different min. And therefore, there's nothing combining your dalad minim into one chefter to one zach. Then we could done up the hisof, which you're moisif, as a separate entity b'fnei atzmei, dov b'fnei atzmei, and therefore there's no problem of Baal Tosef in such a case. The shayla is what's going to be pshat in the Ravid. The Magen Mishnah asks the kash in the Ravid, the Ravid seems to be taking on the two pezot tefillin, and there's all a problem about Tosef. For the Ravid, the Gemara in Erevin says, someone who wears two pezot tefillin is yeah, even about Tosef. So that Nachrin already say, the Achanei and Rosh Hashanah says, that the Ravid shitta is, that there's only an issa about Tosef if you're being moisef a mitzvah shlema. This gedda of Baal Tosef, which we're saying that you'll be marbe and be moisef, the gavra's be moisef more in his kima mitzvah, that's only shaykh of be moisef a mitzvah shlema. Moshe by tefillin, you'll be moisef a whole new bias, you'll be moisef a whole mitzvah shlema, then there's a problem on Baal Tosef. Moshe ein kein by dalad minim, if you take a second lulav, we pass dalad minim akvizenze, each one of the minim is not mitzvah of niatzmei. So if you just be moisef a mikzas from the mitzvah, only a part, a chelik of the mitzvah, the ravid held that there's no problem with Tosef. That l'chayr k'nir would be the machlokes Rambam Ravid over here. The Rambam held that even if you be moisef a mitzvah, a chelik of the mitzvah, that's a problem because you'd be moisef more in your kima mitzvah. And therefore, it would be the same as two bezot tefillin. The Ravid held, no, it's cholok from two bezot tefillin. Two bezot tefillin, you'd be moisef a mitzvah shlemi, you'd be moisef a whole second tefillin. Masha inkin by one lulav, another extra lulav, yeah, only be moisef a chelik on the mitzvah, there's not a problem about Tosef. And maybe we can add on a bit more to Fashid Machlekus. And that was posture that before the Gemara Darshan, before the drosh of Lekach Talachem, that Dalad Minim Akvim Zeh Zeh, and Yitav Lekicha Tamo, that was posture that each one of the Dalad Minim was a mitzvah b'fnei atzmei. So the shaila is now, what state in the drosh of Lekach Talachem? When we Darshan Lekach Talachem, they need to have Dalad Minim Akvim Zeh Zeh. Is the drosh of that now it becomes all into one mitzvah? That once we say the Dalad Minim Akvim Zeh Zeh, it becomes into one mitzvah, and therefore all the Dalad Minim, until before the drosh, we understood that it's four separate mitzvahs now, but Lekach Lachem Dalad Minim Akvim Zeh Zeh, that the mitzvah is only when you have all four together. Or it could be, we could fashneh tzad that, even after the drosh of Lekach Lachem, that you have to have that Dalad Minim Akvim Zeh Zeh, it could be still that it's four separate mitzvahs. Novas, the Kima mitzvah is only Shaykh, Avifol, you have all of them together. It's Ma'akah for the Kima mitzvah, but rather each one blives as a mitzvah for itself. So maybe, this could be maybe the Machlokes Ravid and Rambam. As the Ravid understood that after the drosh of Lekach Talachem, each one of the Dalad Minim is not a separate mitzvah for itself. It's only a mitzvah together when you have all Dalad Minim. So therefore the Ravid held that if you be moisef one luluf, then you haven't been moisef mitzvah shlema. So therefore it's cholok to two bezot tefillin, where you be moisef mitzvah shlema. Masha Inkin, the Rambam understood. That no, that even after the drosh of Lekach Talachem, that Dalad Minim am Akvim Zeh Zeh, and you need to have all four, but it could be each one still blibes that each one of the Minim is a mitzvah for itself. Just the Kima mitzvah is only Shayach, Avifol you have all four together. But each one blives a mitzvah for itself, and therefore the Rambam hold that for this gedda of Baal Tosef, you'd be marbe and be moisef in your mitzvah, even if you'd be moisef something which is a maisa mitzvah, even though it's not a kima mitzvah, because the kima mitzvah is taka only shaykh when you have all four, but because you're ma'isa, you're marbin, you're ma'isa mitzvah, that as well is together about this. And again, we find the Rambam says clearly in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says that arba minim elu mitzvah achasin, and the Rambam in Shoshim speaks out, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Shoshim speaks out clear that dalet minim is one of the cases where we count it only as one mitzvah because it's full halakim. But that's partial that we could say that it's full halakim to the kiyama mitzvah. But rather, each one of the dalet minim believes as a ma'isa mitzvah for itself, and therefore the Rambam can still hold that being ma'isa of one lulav is considered the a ribbon in the ma'isa mitzvah, and that as well will be considered together about the Yosef. Just add on one more shtickle, as the Lech Mishnah asked the Kash on the Magi Mishnah, that once we've come to now in the Magi Mishnah, we've come out that the Rambam's got a case of Dalad of being Moisif, someone who takes the extra lulav, he's over Baal Tosef. The Rambam's the Rambam's before that you're over Baal Tosef, and we don't say the Sora of Hailu Chadeikoi over Hailu Chadeikoi because on this get of Baal Tosef, it's not a svar of Hailu Chadeikoi v'Hailu Chadeikoi. The get is you'll be marbe Moisif in your kima mitzvah, you'll be Moisif and Maisa mitzvah into your kima mitzvah, and therefore on that there's no svar of Hailu Chadeikoi v'Hailu Chadeikoi. So if they afraid the Lech Mishnah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara is looking for a case of Zokin Mamre. What would be the case of a Zokin who's Moir Samik Shalok Halacha that he's going to be Chayev? The Gemara says, V'ein lonu elu tfilin alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Now that we have a case, the Magen Mishnah is Avon and the Rambam, we have a case of someone who takes a second lulav. He's over Baal Tosef, and there's no svar of Hailu Chadeikoi v'Hailu Chadeikoi. So why couldn't the Gemara be Moiki? But this was the case of Zaki Mamri. Lully the Magen Mishnah, then we could just miyashiv like the with the girsa of the Rav Rama Rambam. The Rambam was chiz, and the Rambam said loy pasal. So then it's not shvek. We could say like we said before, like Tosef in Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara of other means you in this case you'll be over Baal Tosef. But chiz Zaki Mamri, there won't be in such a case because you're not mimigariyah because it doesn't pasal. But once we come to the Magen Mishnah, going with the girsa of the Rambam holds that it does pasal. So we don't have this teretz anymore. So we have a case in the Rambam of someone who takes a second lulav is going to be over Baal Tosef. Why can the Gemara in Sanhedrin be moiky? This is a chiz Zaki Mamri. And that maybe we could say, Lafi, what we were saying, as the Gemara, the Lashon Gemara, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says the Chiyuv of Zaki Mamre, the Gemara says that it has to be Vim Yeshbe L'Hoysif, Vim Hoysif Gereya, which means that Zaki Mamre, the Gedal the Chiyuv of Zaki Mamre is that the Hoysofa which you're adding, that alone is a cause of the, is being megaria the mitzvah. It has to be the etzem hisofa is being megaria the mitzvah. But if it's not the etzem hisofa which is megaria the mitzvah, then that's not a problem of Baal Tosef. So Mela, we can say like this, that Dalad Minim, Avifa was saying that the gedda of Bishleim Eletzi, if the gedda of Baal Tosef would be that you're changing the tzura of mitzvah, so then I understand that the tzura of the mitzvah, if you are changing the tzura, so your shinu, your hisofa, which you add and you change the tzura, that's good for what's megaria the mitzvah. Because the tzura of the mitzvah was dalad minim, and you come along adding a fifth minim, you'll be mashana the tzura. So that shinu the tzura, that which you'll be moisa, that's a change in the tzura of mitzvah. So that's considered that your hisofa which you added, that etzem hisofa was megaria the mitzvah. Mashing, and if the gedda which we're saying in the Rambam is the gedda of Baal Tosef is not a shinu the tzura, because there's a svar of Hailu Chadeikoi, by two lulavim, if the gedda of the issa is that you're being marben, you'll be moisa in the kiyum of the mitzvah, so there, the etzem hisofa, that's not what's causing the giroin. If we were to say that like we're going with the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam holds that when you're over, it does pass the mitzvah, that's not pshat that the hisofa alone is what's causing the giroin. It's pointed in that if you're moisif, then there's a problem of kolam moisif gareya, or it's a problem of mitzvah of avavira. That's why it will pasul. But it's not the hisofa alone which is migareya. It has to, for the chiyuv zaki mamre, it has to be the im yeshve lohisif in Hosef Gereya, that the Hisofa alone, that is what's causing the Giroin. In the case of the get of the Issa Baal Tosef is Pshat, that there's just a ribbon in Kima Mitzvah, so in there, the reason for why it would become possible afterwards is not Machos the Etzem Hisofa. It's a din there. If you're a Mosef, now there's a din of Kala Mosef Gereya, it's a din of Kala Mosef Gereya. But that's not considered that the etzem hisofa. The chiyuv zaki mamre is that the hisofa alone, that's what caused the giroin. But maybe that's the pshat in Magen Mishnah, that's the issue to the Lech Mishnah's kasha. The Gemara there is looking for a case where the etzem hisofa is megaria. But the case of the Rambam, where we were moisiv to love him, such a case is not that the etzem hisofa is megaria. It's pointed in that if you're moisiv, now there's a din of a mitzvah of avir, the din of kalamoisiv megaria, that will become possible. That's not the etzem hisofa, and therefore there will be no chiyuv zaki mamre in such a case.
wasn't like the same meal, it was a different